Once again, so good to be together. Glad you're here. I encourage you to open your Bible and be prepared to follow along with us this morning. No doubt one of the greatest blessings we have is that of brethren in Christ among God's family to strengthen one another. It's certainly God's plan and will for our strengthening. And one of the avenues He's blessed us with for that to occur is that through brethren. This morning I'm talking to us about my brethren strengthen me. A couple of passages I want to bring to our attention in accordance with this is Luke chapter 22. And in verse 32 specifically, the Lord is speaking to Simon Peter. He says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32 says, but I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. I'd highlight strengthen thy brethren, emphasizing the fact that brethren are and need to be strengthened, and it's our responsibility as brethren to strengthen our brethren. Likewise, in 1 Thessalonians, in chapter 5, in verse 11, one another responsibilities. This is one of them. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Edify one another. Edification, that's strengthening, the being built up. And one way that occurs is by our brethren. Edify one another. We need strengthening. I know I do. And we learn from Ephesians 4, beginning of verse 11. In our scripture reading, that God expects us to grow, to be built up, to be made stronger. The Lord gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And notice these different words emphasizing strengthening, like for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. In verse 13, notice the words come and unto, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. We're to grow, we're to be made stronger, we're to come unto a perfect man. Verse 14, be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head even Christ. In verse 16, latter part, increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We're to increase as the body of Christ, edified, edifying of itself in love. And one of the ways that occurs is through brethren. And this morning, I'm looking at ways my brethren strengthen me. Beginning with this, my brethren strengthen me when they speak the truth. Ephesians 4, verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. My brethren, strengthen me when they speak the truth in love. That's really the source of strength, the source of edification. In the book of Acts, chapter 20, in verse 32, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to do what? Which is able to build you up, and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. What builds us up? What strengthens us? The answer is this, the word of his grace. That's the word of God. 1 Peter 2 and in verse 2, as newborn babes, Peter penned, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. How do we grow? How are we made stronger? How do we increase? By the word of God. That's the source of strength. Thus, when our brethren speak the truth, they are a source of strength. In Psalm 119, in verse 28, it is written, my soul melteth for heaviness, strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Notice, strength comes from the word. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Thus, Brethren, strengthen me when they speak the truth, when they speak the word of God. They are a source of strength. That's who I want to be surrounded with brethren who are wise, who are strong, who speak the truth. Like in the book of Proverbs, in chapter 24, in verse 5, a wise man is strong, yea, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. No doubt a wise man is strong, a man of knowledge increaseth strength. No doubt that is true when it comes to the word of God. A man who increases in knowledge, the knowledge of God and his word, a man who is wise in the wisdom and knowledge of God through his word, that's a man who is strong. And those are the people I want to be with and be surrounded by, brethren who are wise, who are strong. Proverbs 13, and in verse 20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. My brethren, strengthen me when they speak the truth, when they're wise in it, when they increase in the knowledge of it. That's who I want to walk with. Wise men. They strengthen me when they preach and teach the truth. They strengthen me when they come to me individually, personally, and speak the truth in love. They strengthen me when they are examples of the truth. Like Philippians 1 and in verse 27, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. When our brethren and their conversation is as it becomes the gospel of Christ, they're a source of strength. In Titus chapter 2 and in verse 10, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. My brethren, strengthen me when they adorn the doctrine of God. When through their example and their conversation, they speak the truth. They're good examples. But just as brethren are a good source of strength, should be, can be, and ought to be, brethren can be a source of weakness and discouragement. And that occurs when brethren don't speak the truth. My brethren strengthen me when they speak the truth. But also, my brethren strengthen me when they give open rebuke. I direct your attention to Proverbs chapter 27. Verses 5 and 6, characteristics of a true friend, a faithful friend. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. The true friend, one who truly cares about me, is one who tells me what I need to hear rather than what I want to hear. And that's my desire of you. Tell me like it is. Be faithful to me. Lay the wounds. Don't give me the kisses of deceit. My brethren strengthen me when they give open rebuke. In our study of Leviticus, I came across this passage in Leviticus 19 and in verse 17. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Another translation renders that confront people directly so you will not be held guilty for their sin. It's a principle we can apply to ourselves. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7 and verse 5. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. My brethren strengthen me when they are wise, and the wise give me rebuke. Titus chapter 1 and in verse 13, remember this passage. In the context talking about gainsayers, mouths that must be stopped, there's a principle that is true in verse 13 of Titus 1. This witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. I want to be sound in the faith. I want to be healthy in the faith. In order for that to occur, rebuke may be necessary. and is necessary. If there is ever a sign of unhealthiness, unsoundness, a sign of an ailment or disease, or I'm spotted with any sort of sin or error, rebuke me sharply that I may be sound in the faith. Please, please, please rebuke me sharply, because I want to be sound in the faith. I want to be healthy. That's when my brethren strengthen me. That occurs through the word. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. I want to be perfect. If I ever show any signs of a mistake or error or get off the path in any way, rebuke me. Bring the word of God to me. Point out from the scriptures and say, I'm concerned about you. I love you. I think you've missed the mark. And I love you for it, because I want to be sound in the faith. I want to go to heaven. Those who want me to go to heaven, I trust will do whatever they can to help me make it there. I want you to go to heaven. I want to do whatever I can to help you go to heaven. In Proverbs 6, in verse 23, the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. We learn that reproofs of instruction are the way of life. I want life. Thus, I need reproofs of instruction. The Word of God gives that reproof. And I desire that because it strengthens me. My appeal to my brethren is that of Job's. In Job 6, in verse 24. Where he said, teach me, and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. If I have erred in any way at any time, and you know that and see that, cause me to understand wherein I have erred, because my soul's at stake. And that's when brethren strengthen one another. Now, brethren strengthen me when they give open rebuke. And just as that is a great source of strength, brethren are a source of weakness when they fail to do that. When you see a brother or sister in error, commit a sin, or they're spotted with sin, or they're unhealthy, there's a sign of spiritual disease, and you don't take the word of God and teach and give open rebuke, you're not helping them, you're not strengthening them, you're a source of weakness. You're a danger to their soul and your own. You're helping them to hell, and you're not helping them to heaven. That's not love. My brethren strengthen me when they give open rebuke, but also my brethren strengthen me when they are present. When they are present. So familiar to us. Hebrews 10, 24 and 25. We're to assemble with the saints. It's commanded to sin when we forsake. One reason, many reasons, but one of them here depicted, let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. You have to be present in order to do that. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another. And so, my brethren, strengthen me when they are present. No doubt you see the wisdom of God through His Word, having us assemble together to edify one another. You can't do that if you're not present. Present at worship, like we're doing this morning. Present at singings. Colossians 3, verse 16. When we sing, not only do we sing to praise God, but we sing to teach and admonish one another. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. If you're not present, you're not teaching and admonishing me, and you're not being taught and admonished. Oftentimes, singings can be belittled. They're not as important. We don't have to come to singings. Well, you're missing out on a lot of teaching and admonishing. Not only that, but you're failing to teach and admonish your brethren. Your presence is needed at Bible classes, at Bible studies. My brethren strengthen me when they are present. And all the same, if you're not present, you're not a source of strength. You're a source of weakness. Your absence says a lot. Have you thought about that? Your priorities aren't right. Your desire for growth isn't good. Your love for the brethren isn't what it ought to be. And on it goes. That's discouragement, not strength. My brethren strengthen me when they are faithful. No doubt we're to be faithful as children of God, as Christians. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. A person who is not faithful, who's not steadfast, who is off and on, wishy-washy, wavering, is not a source of strength. That's a source of discouragement. Be steadfast, unmovable. Those are the brethren that strengthen me. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Be henceforth no more children tossed to and fro. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. My brethren strengthen me when they are holding fast the profession of their faith, when they are not wavering. My brethren strengthen me when they are walking circumspectly. Ephesians 5 and verse 15, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, walking carefully, exactly, directly, deviating in no way from the law. When you think of that passage, you might think of others like Deuteronomy 28. And in verse 14, where it says, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Those who go aside from any of the words which God commands, who turn aside to the right or to the left from the word of God, they're no longer walking circumspectly. They're wavering. My brethren strengthen me when they deviate in no way from the word of God. They're right down the line. My brethren strengthen me when they are faithful unto death. Revelation 2 and in verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee the crown of life. When brethren forsake the Lord and his will for inconvenience, for hard times, for vacations, for family, for worldly activities, for school functions, work functions, any and every reason or excuse that are not rendering them incapable of being faithful, that's a discouragement. But when brethren are faithful to the Lord, no matter what the cost, though it means their job or career, it means their family, their friends, their pleasures, their lives, brethren who are faithful unto death, they strengthen me. I want that kind of faith. They make me more faithful. Brethren who are not faithful as they ought to be, they're a source of weakness, discouragement. My brethren, strengthen me when they give me the courage to do what is right. Doing what is right is not always easy. Oftentimes it's hard. And doing God's will requires great sacrifice. Great sacrifice. We learn that well from Abraham, who was required to sacrifice his son, and he did that. Abraham is a great source of strength because he did that. For some, it requires facing giants, like in Numbers 13 and 14. The spies were sent into the land of Canaan. They come back in verse 28. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. Verse 31, we read of the men who went up with him and said, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. Giants, stronger than they were. But Caleb steeled the people, verse 30, and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. That's a source of strength. That's the kind of brethren I want to be with. Those are the brethren that strengthen me, that no matter what the challenge, they give me the courage to do it, to do what is right, to be faithful. No matter how hard it is, they tell me, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. For some, being faithful and doing what is right requires separating from your wife and children. Such was the case in Ezra chapter 10. They had taken strange wives, and in the law of God, in his word, it was revealed that they were not to do that. That was wrong. That was sin. Hard, no doubt. But in verse 4, it is said, "Arise, for this matter belongeth unto thee. We will also be with thee. Be of good courage and do it." My brethren, strengthen me when they give me the courage to do what is right. No matter how hard it is, they tell me, "Be of good courage and do it." For some, doing what is right may require giving up your job or career, separating from friends, family, giving up a position at work or school. For some, it has required their life. No matter what the challenge at hand, my brethren strengthen me when they encourage me to do what is right. Those who say we're not able to do it, you're not able to do it. Brethren who remove the courage from doing the hard thing that is right. The brethren who encourage you not to do what is right, not to take on the challenge. Those are sources of weakness, not strength. My brethren, strengthen me when unity is present. Ephesians 4, verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Unity is essential. And my brethren, strengthen me when unity is present. We looked at Philippians 1:27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Depicts strength, doesn't it? Standing fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. In order for that to happen, each one of us must let our conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. When a person has a different conversation, has a different mind, has a different spirit, they're a hindrance. They're not a strength. My brethren, strengthen me when unity is present. My brethren, strengthen me when they are growing. All of us are to be growing. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. Ephesians 4, verses 15 and 16. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. We're all to be growing. And my brethren, strengthen me when they are growing individually. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, Paul told Timothy, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Several things learned. This fact, profiting, profit, growth, progress, increase, that's evident to all. It's seen by all, just as the lack thereof is seen by all. And also it's learned that profiting takes hard work. Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Thus, when I see the profiting, the growth of my brethren, that strengthens me. That means that they are putting the work in. They're giving themselves wholly. That makes me want to work harder. That makes me want to grow. That makes me want to put the work in. When I see one not growing, that means they're not putting the work in that they ought to be. That's a discouragement, a weakness. When I see one working towards growth, that strengthens me. I see their desire to grow, the effort they're putting in towards growth. They want to grow, evident in the choices they make, their attendance when the Bible is taught and read. Their effort strengthens me, makes me want to put more effort in. When I see one making no effort, they act like they don't want to grow. There's no desire present. They don't want to grow. They don't express any desire for growth. They aren't attending when the word is being taught or read. They're not participating. They're not taking part in functions put in place for their growth. That's a discouragement. That's a source of weakness. My brethren strengthen me when they are growing. And finally, my brethren strengthen me when they are working. Ephesians 4, verse 16. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body into the edifying of itself in love. Notice, increase of the body, edifying of itself in love, results from every joint supplying the effectual working in the measure of every part. Other translations, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, does what? Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Here's another one. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing. When I am doing my part, I am doing my special work, I am helping the other parts grow. When you do your part, you're working, you're supplying your share, you are helping the other parts grow. When you are not working, you're not doing your part, you're not providing your share, you are hindering the body, not strengthening it. Those who do not work, they're not a source of strength, but rather of weakness. One of the greatest discouragements to the church and to the brethren is half-hearted, indifferent Christians. No matter how limited you may be or who you are, there's something you can do. And what a great encouragement, source of strength it is to see brethren doing all that they can do. My brethren strengthen me when they are working. I need strength. One of the greatest sources of strength is our brethren. And they strengthen me when they speak the truth. They give open rebuke. When they're present, they're faithful. They give me the courage to do what is right. When unity is present, when they are growing, and when they are working. My brethren strengthen me. My brethren strengthen me when they become brethren. One of the greatest sources of strength is seeing a person obey the gospel, becoming a brother or sister in Christ. Seeing their resolve, their conviction to be faithful to the Lord. That strengthens me. And if you aren't a member of the body of Christ, won't you become one right now so that you may be a source of strength, that you may have brethren who want to strengthen you? You've heard the word. Do you believe it? Believe it with all your heart. Repent of your sin. Confess your faith in Christ. Be baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins. Rise up to walk in newness of life. Be faithful to the Lord unto death. And as Simon said, his heart was not right in the sight of God. If that be you, you have sin in your life. Your heart's not right. Repent of your sin. Pray to God for forgiveness. Confess your sin that your heart may be right in the sight of God before it is too late. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, there's power in the blood. Come forward now as together we stand and sing.